Okay, so this is Matt. Hey, how's it going? And I'm going to be running the... Sorry, I got in Molly's way. Molly's going to be running the video. I'm going to be running the audio. We're going into the lighthouse now. And yeah, we're just going to kind of give our impressions as we go in, see what we can see. I mean, a lot of people say it's cursed, which is why we're here, which is why we did the forum post, which is why we started talking about it. So we're here, and we're going to just go through. And yep. Good. I'm good. You good? Sorry. All right. So she's doing some white balancing or whatnot. All right. So yeah. All right. So I'll just talk. The first thing I'm noticing, and Molly's getting a shot of this, is a lot of broken windows in here and bird poop everywhere. And it smells awful. Yeah. A lot of paint peeling off the walls. Ah, there's why it smells awful. Molly, get that? You can get that shot, or just, I mean, it's a dead seagull in here. So the place was built in like 1917, and it was decommissioned in 1960, and it was too expensive to tear down, so they just left it abandoned to like fall down on its own. I mean, I understand that. The walls, from what I read, are like 3 feet thick, so it would be a huge task tearing this thing down. Like I said, some people think it's cursed, and I gotta tell you, I just looked at Molly. She's nodding, and I'm nodding, and I'm feeling it too. Are you feeling that? Yeah, we're both feeling that. Like a heavy thing, right? Yeah, a little heavy, I guess is the word, as we're making our way in here towards the kitchen. And let me get out of your way. So yeah, here's the kitchen, and this is the during the Depression, the lighthouse keeper, Joanne Morris, hung herself in here, and Molly's going to get a wide shot here. Yeah, so it's very cold, very, very cold in here. So yeah, this is the kitchen, and we're just going to keep moving from the kitchen over here. Ready? And 1946... Another lighthouse keeper, this guy named Lewis Penwell, could you get those stairs? Get the shot of, cool. Right here, he fell down these very stairs. I'm looking up at the stairs for our audio listeners. The stairs that lead up to the lamp house. He fell down those stairs and broke his neck, and he didn't die for 3 days. He just laid there paralyzed with nobody to help him. And he finally died of dehydration. And that's really ironic if you ask me, because the fresh water of Lake Erie is just 15 feet away from him. But, okay, so we're going to move on here. Okay, sorry, watch that. Sorry. I keep getting in Molly's shot, so I'm trying to get her the best view possible. Okay, so we're at the door to the attic. And, okay, Molly's getting that shot. Yeah, she noticed it just like I did. There's three, I would say, hasps, like padlock hasps, like where you would put padlocks on it. And I'm kind of wondering, yeah, why would they need to lock the attic up like that? Like, why would you lock the attic? I mean, maybe they didn't want people getting up to the light or something. Maybe that's a security thing, or I don't know. Okay, so we're going to just kind of, yeah, move over here. I just keep getting in Molly's way. I don't know. It's cold here too, right? I mean, it's like cold all over, right? So me and Molly agree it is very cold and very heavy in here. And I'm looking at her face. She's not liking this at all. So anyway, we are now in the bedroom. I guess you'd call it a bedroom. And it's got two military, like surplus military bunk beds or something. I guess those are military bunk beds. I guess they're rotten. Don't look too good. One of them has a, they both have mattresses on them. Sorry, get the shot. She's shooting that. And one of them looks like, yeah, there's been a body there. I would swear that is an imprint of a body. Would you agree? Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a little weird. imprint of a body. I mean, that's clearly like, yeah, maybe someone laid there, but... Okay, well, I don't know how to describe this, but we just heard, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. Did you see it? So, yeah. Okay, so we both just now heard, you probably heard it, I hope you heard it, the closet door in here, it creaked, but it also moved. The thing moved, right? Yeah, it moved, and there's no airflow in here. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm looking at Molly. She's a little, yeah, I'm a little creeped out too, and this is not good. We should probably, okay, let's just take a, bear with me. We're just going to just take a closer look at the closet door because it moved and there's no air. I would swear there's no air, and I would swear that door moved, and Molly agrees, right? I'm not crazy, right? Okay. So we're going to just, we're stepping close to the closet. Get out of her way. Get the light on the closet. Okay. So I'm going to open this door a little bit. Oh, okay. You seeing that? Okay. So for our video viewers, they're seeing what's going on. For our audio viewers, the closet has a back wall, and on the wall, some runes. Could that be blood? Looks like it was written in blood, right? I don't know. There are a bunch of symbols. Yeah. Okay, well. Okay, yeah. Did you just... You heard that, right? Okay. Yeah, it's probably time to go. I heard that too. And I felt that. Did you...
Yes,
yeah.
I felt
okay. That. All right, so we agree. We're going to be cutting this short, and we are going to...